on wood.
Hey Tom, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Looks like fifth time's a charm here for us finally getting in contact.
time zone thing.
Something like that. Yeah. I just wanted to touch base there. I know you had a few questions there on some of our programs there. I just kind of wanted to see what you were maybe looking to do, and I could help you out.
Well, so tell me about, obviously I'm not familiar with you guys, and that you had sent an email and I think a phone call and said that you had sent a letter, and I typically don't put too much stock in that, in the letter. So I'm not sure I recall even seeing it. I get a lot of those.
Yeah, I'm sure you get a bunch, and I'm sure you probably end up just tossing most of them.
Pretty much.
But, you were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. The pre-approval was right around $250,000. If you could maybe tell me what it was you were maybe looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction for what program might fit that.
Right. Well, one of the things we actually currently have a banking relationship that the bank we use locally was purchased by another bank, and the working relationship is not as fluid as it was previously.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we had thought about was, there's a line of credit, using the capital to discharge, probably more for operating purposes than for equipment purchases.
Okay.
At this point, would be reducing the current line of credit and working to manage payables a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Just give a little bit more breathing room from a working capital standpoint. We've had,
of course.
We've had a decent year, but a little bit more challenging from a contracting standpoint. So
yeah, no, it's kind of been the trend throughout this whole year, actually, is especially with the industry that you're in. It's just been a little, not necessarily down, but just not as good as last year, I would say.
We had a different year last year. It was more solid all the way through, and we had a backlog this spring that we got through okay, but once we got through that backlog, I don't know if it's, I think a lot of it's just because of the election. I think people are just a little tighter right now. They're holding back on making some of those decisions. We're in high-end residential market, so.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, with the election year too. I mean, we work with just about every industry, but like, you take trucking industry for example. They've just been getting hammered this last year and the year before actually as well. And that's actually exactly where we come in. They need some capital to get through these tough times. They're unsure of what's going to happen and they want to keep operations going. And that's kind of where we can step in. On the line of credit you had there, how much did they have allotted to you?
Right now, 130, and
okay.
We're drawing at about 128 on it right now. So,
oh, you've used up 128.
Oh yeah. Yep. Oh, wow. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Okay, so you guys are pretty much exhausted that whole line of credit you got there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you have an idea of how much you were looking to bring on?
Well, I'm just curious. You threw out the number of 250. So if we said 250, what kind of program does that look like?
Yeah. So what we're basing, what the approval would be based off of for the working capital, it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense you're going to get approved for the largest amount and you can just use however much you want. The big difference with working capital is it's based off your gross annual sales as opposed to your credit, which basically just allows you to have availability to more cash. So do you know what you guys did in gross annual sales last year by chance?
Last year was about 2.2. million.
Okay. You're sitting right in the region. I'm doing some rough estimates here. We're probably in the 180 to maybe 250 range that we could free up for you there. And the good news is it's unsecured cash, so you can pretty much use it for however you see fit. Were you really just looking to pay off that line of credit, or was there anything else you might be able to use the capital for?
There could be some equipment purchasing involved in that. There's primarily the line of credit would be, I would discharge that completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, some of the There's a few stale payables that I would want to get taken care of. From working capital, some of it I may just put in savings, but there's always need for equipment, you know.
Okay. Well, the good news too is if you're going to be looking for equipment, what we can actually do is separate you on the two programs. That way it'll allot more capital for you and it won't interfere with the equipment. Did you have a rough estimate of like a dollar value on how much equipment?
No, I haven't even really given much thought to that. I mean, there was nothing in place or planned in terms of equipment purchases.
Something down the road there, possibly?
Yeah, probably more down the road. I think the bigger issue or the bigger thing was just looking at it from a working capital standpoint. You know, what are the terms and interest rates and those types of things?
Yeah, so I can kind of give you some breakdown there on all those questions right there. So as far as the terms go, it's anywhere from 3 to 36 months on the working capital. Can you hear me?
Hello? You're breaking up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you now.
We're good? Okay.
Good up there. Yeah.
So, yeah, the term lengths are anywhere from 3 to 36 months on the working capital. And then you get refinancing options there about halfway through, however length of the term is. So if you did want to extend to longer terms or you needed some more capital down the road, we're able to allot you some additional capital at a lower rate. So term-wise, it's anywhere in that region. Usually first-timers are in the 6 to 24 months region, but that's just going to be based off of what you look like on paper. And then as far as the rate goes, we don't do like an APR interest rate. We actually just do a fixed payback amount. So just hypothetically saying you borrowed $100,000 and the payback amount was, let's say, $10,000 over 36 months. So you would just divide the payments evenly throughout the 36 months, and you'll know exactly how much you will owe throughout that whole duration. So there will be no variable rate on it or anything like that. You're going to know upfront exactly what you would owe. But it's a good program for especially someone in like your situation where you said it's a little bit slower period. Just knowing exactly what you will owe just makes it a little bit easier both on our end and on your end.
Gotcha. Can you put something on paper and email that to me?
Yeah, so I was going to say, I could shoot you an email there of the copy of the offer if you hadn't gotten it yet in the mail. We did send it out about 2 weeks ago, so you may or may not have received it yet. But yeah, I can send you some information over there. Did you have an idea of when you were looking to bring that on? Because I'm sure you're aware of like line of credits there. If you exhaust over 50%, you know, it does affect your credit. So the quicker we get that back up and running, you know, your credit's going to look better. You're going to get approved for better programs down the road. It really only gets better once you basically refresh that credit that you had.
Right. So, you know, it would be, I would say, within the next few weeks. Certainly.
Next few weeks. Okay.
It'd be something I'd want to do quickly.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, as far as it goes for the approval process here, it's just three things that we would need. It's just a one-page app that I would attach there to the email. It's just your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes.
Okay. And then it would just be 6 months of your most recent bank statements. With that, we would just need the starting balance and current balance there on the line of credit that you had, just so underwriting can take that into consideration and figure out how much they would be able to allot you on it. But once you get that over, I get it to underwriting. We get you an answer in about 24 hours is right around where we're working. And the good news, too, is once you're approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So you kind of know what you're working with. You got some good knowledge in your back pocket there. And whenever you're ready to pull the trigger on it and it makes sense for the business, you're funded in 24 hours after that and you can get the ball rolling.
Okay. Yeah, if you can email me that, you know, the offer that you had, does that have any of the payback terms in that offer?
Yeah, so
I'm in my car, so I can't really take notes.
No, yeah, so with the paybacks, we do have early payback discounts, actually. So if you were able to pay it off early, it'll have payout structures there per month of what it would actually be depending on when you were looking to do that. But it's hard to break down hard numbers without knowing really what you guys look like on paper in your history. But once you are approved, underwriting department will basically set up a call with you, and they will walk you through each program that you're approved, the structure of each one, what your payments are going to be. You know, we do daily, weekly, and monthly there on the working capital. So you do have a lot of options there for you. So it's just really going to depend on what it was you looked like on paper. Did you know what your guys' credit looked like? Because that's the credit and then time in business are the two other big factors that we do look at.
You mean like what my FICO score is?
Correct, correct.
I think I'm at 842.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Been in business since 1990.
Okay. I mean, with those rough numbers there, I don't have it. I don't see any issues with you not only getting approved, but definitely getting into some of our better programs with your sales and credit and time in business. You're kind of lining up for kind of a really good match here. And once you're in, you know, you build your relationship, you prove you can make the payments, the relationship really just only gets better from there.
Right.
Well, Tom, here, what's a good email there for you? I can shoot this information over for you.
It's tom@woodlandscape.com.
Woodlandscape.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over there for you. The line of credit that you did have, was that with GE Capital? That was the last UCC filing that we had. I know they got out of the lending game there a few years back. Did they pass you on to, like, a local bank?
Yeah, no, it wasn't GE Capital. It's through First Financial Bank. It's a
First Financial.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Lending institution.
Okay, and it was the line of credit that you had. Was that ever? Did you guys ever renew it, or was the $130K the original amount, and that's kind of what you operated with?
It's an annual renewal.
It's an annual renewal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, so if you're looking for some cash here to get that back up to where it was, get the business back up as well as the credit, that's definitely something we can get you going. I'll shoot this information over to you. When might be a good time to follow up with you?
Probably beginning of next week.
Okay, Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
Around the same time as now, work for you?
Yeah, just catch as catch can. Go in a lot of different directions, but we're 2 hour different time zone too. So
yeah.
early for me, you're still in bed, so
we're here at 6:30, so we try to get here as early as possible, but you can only do so much. So
but that's 9:30 my time, so
exactly
my time is at my point. Yeah.
3:30 I'm passed out.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now, kind of give you tomorrow and the weekend to kind of look it over. And then if you want to shoot that information over the weekend, feel free to do so. Otherwise, we can touch base there Monday afternoon and just kind of go over to see if it's something you're looking to do.
Okay, very good. Thanks,
all right, Tom. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, take care.
Bye.